How appropriate on this National Hug a GI Day. We have a fabulous veteran that I've known since, frankly, I've known him since he was a little boy because I've been friends with his dad and mom for as long as I've known them, which is a long time. He is Captain Michael Bouchard, Army paratrooper, Bronze Star recipient. He happens to also be running for Congress in the 10th District, and he is a all-round good guy. And on the other end of our line, Captain, if I could, I would hug you today because it's Hug a GI Day.
Paul, I'm going to be totally honest. I didn't know that that holiday existed. I'm glad to know it does. I look forward to giving you a hug down the road, and thanks for having me on.
Well, we'll hug again because we've hugged before, and I do find some of the strangest holidays, but that one's worth noting and an important one. Let me first, since you're the only guy I've talked to since this war began, or this incursion, or whatever anybody wants to call it, since we attacked, like we should have, Iran, give me your thoughts on this, your overall thoughts on what's happening in Iran and what's happening in the United States. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because when the 12-day war kicked off about 8 months ago, I was in Iraq and I fought through the 12-day war, which was definitely an interesting experience, but it kind of formulated a lot of my views on it now since I was there last time. But I know for it's a fact that Iran has killed and injured thousands of U.S. servicemen and women. The Ayatollah has blood on his hands. The now deceased Ayatollah has blood on his hands, and he wanted to keep hurting Americans down the road. So the fact that Iran will never have a nuclear weapon now shows that American leadership is back, and we're going to keep defending this country. We're going to keep putting this country first.
I appreciate that view as a soldier. You have the right to have a view. You were there, and you're just back, and you served brilliantly. Bronze Star and all the other accolades and awards that you got, Captain Michael Bouchard. Now tell me, when you're overseas, are you at all aware of the discord or anything that's going on? Or do you get the feeling when you're not being supported by certain politicians over here? Or do you wipe all of that out of your minds? Or does it bother you?
I would say it's situational. Sometimes you are aware that politicians aren't backing you, and I've seen it affect my soldiers and their families. But when I was in Iraq for the 12-day war, I wasn't really paying attention to any of the outside noise. I knew that this administration supports our military. And to be honest, we were pulling 18-hour days just focused on tracking the missiles and drones originating out of Iran and trying to defend other service members there, that our main focus was just on fighting the fight. And I know that's where the service members who are currently in Iraq and Syria and Jordan and Saudi Arabia and across the entire Middle East are just focused on defending their brothers and sisters right now. And it's our job as Americans to support them. I mean, this shouldn't be a political issue. If you want to talk after the fact about war powers, whatever, go have that conversation. But the fact that there's Americans in combat right now, we need to support them.
Oh, my, that's exactly how I feel, and that's exactly what I've said on the air. You can argue about all this other stuff, but not when our boys and girls are in active duty in the field being shot at. This is the time all Americans, including the knuckleheads in Washington, should be, without any hesitation, supporting those kids.
Yeah, I mean, Paul, the fact that they want to force a vote on the War Powers Act this week, instead of just focusing on fighting the fight, let's fight this fight. Let's bring our servicemen and women home safe, and let's win. Let's defang Iran, and then you can have the conversation about war powers after the fact. Let them fight the fight right now.
It's astonishing to me the hypocrisy, Captain, and the hypocrisy of some of the Democrat women who stand up for women, as well they should, and women's rights, and understand that this Ayatollah and the one before him stripped women of all of their rights. And now there's a chance that they're going to get those rights back again. You should be hearing from these people shouting in the streets how much they support this.
This shouldn't be a political issue. These are mass murdering thugs who want to have a nuclear bomb. They want to oppress women in their own country. They have people walking around with sticks beating women for not wearing hijabs. So if you truly are a women's rights supporter, then you should support this. If you support defending America and not having weapons of mass destruction brought to our shores, Iran chants death to America every day. When someone tells you who they are, believe them.
That's absolutely right. Now, should you be fortunate enough to become a congressman in the 10th District, how would you look at the threat of terror attacks on our soil?
So the government's job, their number one job, is to keep their people safe. I have the experience because I've seen it abroad. I've seen what happens when we don't defend American lives. I don't want that to come to our country. We need people who have the experience on day one to stop it. And unfortunately, nobody else in this race does. I don't want to make this a political issue. The only thing we should be focusing on is defending our country, and that is what I'm going to bring to the district on day one.
Captain, where do people find out more about you and your campaign and what you stand for? What website do we go to?
Yeah, I have an awesome team, and the website's BouchardForCongress.com.
All right.
And the more people, the better.
Okay, BouchardForCongress.com. Bouchard, B-O-U-C-H-A-R-D, BouchardForCongress.com. Captain Michael Bouchard, Army paratrooper, Bronze Star recipient, running for Congress in the 10th District. We wish you good luck, my friend.
Thanks, Paul. It's an honor to be on with you.
Oh, it's our honor to have you, sir. As we continue in focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.